Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand, the podcast for game-changing badass business owners who aren't afraid to sparkle and stand out. We're all about fighting the status quo in marketing and branding so you can reach more people and make more money. Coaches, creatives, and thought leaders, here you'll discover how to become magnetic AF so you can build and scale a sparkly empire. I'm Lauren Tassi, your copywriter and launch strategist, and I'm joined by my co-host, the branding and web design queen, Megan Gersh. Hi, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have a sparkly moment to share with us this week?
I do. Yeah. I am in the midst of partnering up with one of my favorite clients. And basically we are going to be partnering to create kind of like this like ultimate service where we like work with his clients to kind of serve them a bit more deeply. So it's going to be half his services, half my services. And it just feels like a really good service offering. And I'm excited to kind of dive into it.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. What about you?
So mine is like the oldest trick in the book, but I've actually been doing it this week, and that's working on your own business before you work on your client work. So I don't know. I can never get in a pattern of that, but it's working for me really well this week, just sort of putting most of my energy toward that and then just putting the afternoons toward client work. So feel good about that.
That's awesome. I love it.
And you know what else would be sparkly is if our listeners left us a review. So if you're listening and you're a fan of the podcast, we'd love to hear from you. It helps us grow. You can leave stars on Spotify or write a review in Apple or whatever happens on all the other podcast platforms. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So today we are talking a bit about how to step into the space of like, you have your branding or your copywriting done. Like now what? Like, what do you do after that? Right. So we've been talking a lot about like how to up level in your business. Maybe that means like hiring a coach or working with a copywriter, working with a web designer. But yeah, we want to talk about like, once you have those things in place, what do you do then? Because honestly, like having that gorgeous branding, having that logo won't really do anything for your business if you're not actually using it, or if it's just sitting in a Google Drive folder like on its own. So we're going to share some of our favorite ways to get the best bang for your buck and actually implement these assets when it comes to actually getting your hands on those deliverables.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but do you ever have clients where you do the work and they pay you good money for it and then nothing happens and you're just like, why? I find it really frustrating. I'll like go and check in every month and see if they, you know, put the new copy on their website. So I hope this episode prevents people from going through that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely been in that scenario before.
Awesome. All right. So first I'm going to talk about copy. And the number one thing is to put it out there. Obviously, like if it's website copy, go and put it on your website. If it's an email sequence, get into your email server and update all those sequences. It should be as easy as copy and paste. I work in Google Docs. Most copywriters I know these days work in Google Docs. Copy it and paste it with the formatting. If you keep the formatting, all the headers should be in there, italics and bolds. Everything should just carry over. It should literally be like two clicks. Ask for help if you need it. I will help you if I can. Your web designer will help you if you can. Somebody, a VA can help you. There's all sorts of people that can help you if you're just like, I can't do it. I can't do the tech stuff. You also want to remember to update your SEO title tags and meta descriptions. That's usually just like a setting on each page of your website. In Squarespace, I'm sure if it gets more complex, if you have like a custom website, but it's usually pretty easy to do, but you do need to go in and manually do that. When you have new copy, it doesn't just like carry over. And you want to share it with your team. If you have like a brand voice guide, which is something I do for a lot of clients, even if it is just a new email sequence or website copy, like put it out there for your team. Send them an email and be like, this is it. This is exactly what we want our brand to sound like. Even if it isn't a brand voice guide, it can really just help make sure everyone's on the same page. And another thing people ask me about a lot is like, can I use this somewhere else, right? If it's website copy, if it's product descriptions, my answer is yes, you can. That's your copy. Use it everywhere you want, especially like product descriptions, use them in social media, put them in emails, whatever you need, repurpose it as much as you can. You just want to be careful. You know, if it's like full on pages of website copy, you don't want to put them on other pages of website copy because that's bad for SEO, but you can use on social media. If you have an about page, take pieces of that, use that in bios and other places. There's so much you can get from copy, even if it's just like one deliverable. I always talk to my clients about, and it's part of the process of like strategy and, you know, talking about their business, is really being able to internalize the messaging that's in the copy. So you don't need to like memorize your website word for word, but really like the pieces that stand out for you, pull your favorite phrases and like use them when you're speaking, like turn it into an elevator pitch. Like you can have these words. These are your words. Like take them and run with them.
Yeah. And when it comes to branding, it's kind of the same thing. Like once you have your branding in place, it really needs to be updated everywhere. We're talking about your website, your email sequences, your social media templates, any print marketing materials, any flyers or posters or ads graphics, or it can even extend to your onboarding and offboarding documentation. That's like a really great way to add that personal touch to those assets that people might not be expecting. And also integrating this into any surprise and delight factors that you have set up in your business. And so ultimately, when you have your brand guide in place, this should be almost like the Bible for your business. You need to refer back to it for every single marketing piece that goes out of the business. This should give you a good reference of how different font sizes should compare to one another, how images should play with text, how you should be treating photography, where you should be using your different iconography within your business, like how your logo should be used, how it shouldn't be used. Things like that should be outlined in your brand style guide. The more that you can follow those guidelines, the more consistent your marketing will look. And in turn, you know, the more easily you will be able to build that brand recognition with folks. The other thing that I like to mention too is this is a great document to distribute to your team. So whether you're working with an internal team or you are working with freelancers, send them your brand style guide, because this is an amazing way to get everybody on the same page, just like you said, Lauren. And then, you know, make a plan to announce that new branding. You know, are you going to announce it on social media? Are you going to announce it in your email blast? It's an exciting thing to get new branding and to announce that new vision, especially if you're pivoting your business or if your values have shifted in some way, or if you're trying to pivot away from something. This is a great opportunity to say like, hey, everybody, like this is a brand new company. Like we are announcing our brand new branding. And so you have to really plan for that announce. And then the last thing that I will say about this is that it's so important to make sure that you plan enough time for the integration piece. This is a component that like branding, well, at least my process for branding takes about 5 weeks. And then after that, I also recommend building in a few more weeks for actually putting all of these branding pieces into play. Many people do not a lot for this, and it's a lot bigger of an undertaking than they realize. And so it's really, really helpful to create a to-do list of every single asset that you need to be updating, and then making a plan for either you or your team to go through and make those changes.
Yeah, I want to say, like, I've had clients send me their brand guides that maybe have nothing to do with copy, right? Because not every brand guide, a lot of times they are just visual. And I appreciate that. Even if there's nothing to do with copy, like show me logos. It helps me. It gives me another way to understand what you are trying to accomplish and more about your customers. So I would say like err on the side of just send it to everyone you work with, even if they don't think it's relevant. If it's not relevant, then they won't look at it.
Yeah, exactly. I can imagine it would be helpful for you too, because I don't know about other designers. I tend to include a lot of adjectives when I'm in my brand guides, when I'm putting those together in the mission statement and the core values and all of that. So I imagine that might be helpful.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about when you invest in working with a coach or joining a mastermind, enrolling a course. You and I have both done a lot of that. So I just sort of wanted to share like the way to get the most out of it. And the first thing is like, come with an open mind. You want a learner's mindset. You want to come, be willing to be challenged, be willing to get uncomfortable. If you show up to like a coaching call or you start going through course content and you're like, I already know this. It just sort of defeats the whole purpose. Why did you invest in it in the first place? Sort of start at ground zero and you will get so much more out of it. And then another point is to commit 100%, like show up for as many calls as you can, put them in your calendar, block your time out, you know, get your money's worth. You also, if it's course content, there's not like a live component, schedule time to work on the course. Maybe that's in the mornings when you're, you know, doing your thing for your business, or working through the action items you've established with a coach. And then also like if you're working one-on-one with a coach, I'm sure you're setting goals, but if you're more on your own, set measurable goals so you can track your progress, see how you're doing, and then adjust as you need to. And if there's a community component, absolutely take advantage of that. That's always where I've gotten like the most value from anything, is connecting with other people. Build those relationships, and I always try to approach it from a like give more than you take situation, because that's how you really do create those lasting relationships.
A good rule of thumb to follow in all parts of your business, to be honest. All right. So let's talk a bit about when you have a new website. What do you do now? You have the new website. What's next, right? First things first, you definitely need to be promoting your website on your socials, to your email list, anywhere where you are promoting your products and services. You need to get that thing out there. The other thing that I was going to say is that it's so, so important from both a user experience perspective, as well as an SEO perspective, to keep your website website as updated as possible. So I'm talking about blog posts, any featured work, any case studies, testimonials, any changes to your services that might come up. This is just going to help to keep people up to date and to give people the most relevant information. Not only that, Google loves when you have updated, fresh content. The other thing I wanted to mention here too is to study your analytics to see if there are specific blog posts that really do a lot better than other posts. And then once you have a good handle on what topics perform the best, you can make a note of that and make a note to create more of that type of content. And lastly, I wanted to touch on security. So especially if you're on WordPress, WordPress is an open source platform. And so you really need to be conscious about how you are protecting your site, what kind of hosts you have for the website as well. WordPress is just a lot more prone to being hacked. And that's just because like anybody can submit plugins for it. Anyone can create themes. There's a lot less of that security layer in place when it comes to just protecting your website's data. And so that's our episode. So if you have your branding done, but you need some help getting it integrated into your marketing assets, I just launched a brand new offer called the VIP Design Intensives. So this is basically where I would take your branding and then integrate it into all of the different assets that you might need in your business, be that flyers or social media templates or anything at all really design-wise. It's a day where we work closely together and basically you pick the deliverables, you set the priorities for the day, and then we just get as much done as possible during our time together. So until next time, stay sparkly.